seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society, where very pleased to welcome you to Londinium. We're speaking of the 21st century, but now we're going to speak of the first century BCE, our education. Germanicus is here. The centurions, I've reassured them that all is well in the 21st century, and their sacrifice is worthy of them, and the 21st century thanks. They were a little unhappy with us making remarks about people defying the emperor. That upsets centurions, retired centurians especially, who put in 25 years of service to an emperor. And the name's changed, but it's the empire. We're now speaking to the event that probably begins where we are today, which was the murder of Caesar. So this is the Theater of Pompey, built after the original Senate building was built down in disgust at the murder of a particularly important tribune, Clodius, who was speaking for the people, and he was murdered on the Rome, on the Appian Way. And the people of Rome were so upset, and his wife Fulvia whipped up the upset, that they burned the Senate building. They piled all the benches up and set it on fire. So the Caesar didn't go to the Senate building that day. He went to the Theater of Pompey, which is down on the Field of Mars, if you know Rome. And that day he was introducing some important legislation because he was leaving for a campaign against the Parthians. You all know the plot because Shakespeare wrote it up at great length, Brutus and his gang striking down Caesar, whom they saw as a dictator or a king. King was taboo to the Romans. Anybody who talked like a king was unacceptable. That's why they had two consuls, not one. However, this is the Republic now. They saw Caesar as a blow to the Republic. And that was their predicate. That was their motive for murdering him, they said, especially Brutus. Now, here's the new fact. And I shared this with Germanicus earlier so that we could reflect upon it after discussing the princeps. Josiah Osgood, a classics professor, head of the department at Georgetown University, adept in Greek and Latin as only a very, very educated Catholic university can be, very adept, tells me that in Cicero's papers, they're not papers, they're documents, tells me there is a story. And the reason they were preserved is after Cicero was murdered by order of Mark Antony, which is ironic itself because one of Cicero's teachers was Mark Antony's grandfather, who's also named Mark Antony. In any event, in the papers, there is a story that when Brutus was helping to slay Caesar, they were all gathered around him and they grabbed his robes. They kept stabbing him, 11 or 12 stab marks. Brutus raised up his dagger and shouted out, "Cicero." And why did he do that? Because I'm told Cicero was in the chamber. I had never, in all the reading I've done for 50 years, come across that fact. Now, it's in Cicero's documents, which is a major piece of what we have of this period. Because Cicero, the good mouthpiece, Cicero was a new man. He wasn't the elite. He aspired to the elite. He had a house on the Palatine Hill that was burned down by Clodius, and then they rebuilt it. But he wasn't the elite. He was born a commoner, equus class. "Cicero," he yelled while murdering Caesar. Germanicus, you've had a chance to reflect upon this. What do we make of it? That Cicero, the master storyteller, was caught? He never has been linked to the plot before, And still no one is ready to say that he knew about the plot. But why did Brutus yell out Cicero?
I think that Cicero was the most powerful mind and the inspirational font, if you will, of the senatorial class, and that his thinking and the imprimatur of his logic and his appeals was the sort of the legend, if you will, that conveyed legitimacy to the increasingly oligarchic Senate.
So
he was in many ways, I mean, if Caesar was seen by the plebs as the champion of the people, then senators saw Cicero as a champion of their vision of republicanism and the republic itself, which is very similar to all of the Democrat oligarchs, whether they're governors or senators or billionaires. They always talk about our democracy, and what they mean literally is the possessive our democracy, which means their vision of the American constitutional order moving forward is their vision. What they decide is going to make America a democracy as their democracy. And that's very clearly what Cicero was doing. And yet today, Americans are looking back at Roman history, and I've just been noticing some historical YouTube channels that look at Rome, and their fallback is very much to talk about Cicero as the noble leader of the Roman Republic who would save it, and that Caesar was the evil instigator of empire and would lead to this autocratic system. And in fact, that is the narrative that I think was in the minds of the Roman senators who conspired to assassinate Julius Caesar. And if there had been a comparable conspiracy in 2024, let us hypothesize, then they would have thought that the assassination of Mr. Trump was equally noble and equally necessary if democracy was to be saved, their democracy.
And that is what they attempted in 2017.
Well, there was that conspiracy that we know about now. Nothing has been done yet, and yet that conspiracy has been uncovered on the part of the American president. Then,
do you believe it's still in train?
I think it will be, because just as Cicero was critical to overthrowing the Catiline conspiracy, what central to the whole unfolding narrative of the crisis of the Roman Republic is the attempt to delegitimate the other side by exposing a conspiracy. And I think that is, in fact, what is going to potentially spark the confrontation that leads to the pathway either to an oligarchic system in full, which would be called by its oligarchs, its senators, our democracy, or a principate in the same manner as what happened to Rome. And it's interesting to listen to the progressive side in America today talking about transformation and revolution. And yet what Rome had was not transformation back into a republic, and a republic completely controlled by the oligarchs and senators. What you had was a conservative revolution. And that, I think, is the pathway that we're seeing in America today. It will either be a takeover of progressive revolution, or it'll be a conservative revolution, which of course did lead to a principate.
Yes, I'll take it. I'll be reminded of this when we come back to it, because there's no single figure that satisfies all of Cicero's skills. He was a Swiss Army knife of lawyers. Prosecution, defense, reconsideration. He'd take on anybody for a price. And he did work for the billionaires. That's important.
He did. And there are figures in America. There's a whole cluster of progressive intellectuals who aspire to that role that Cicero had blazed. But we don't have them in view yet. And I think in part because of the poverty of thought on the progressive side. So, you know, there is no Ciceronian figure today on the senatorial side.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Germanicus and I are going on to the theater after we sacrifice to Augustus. We're told the theater tonight is going to put on a wonderful presentation of dancers. What's so special about dancers? They're going to perform in the way that they perform for Sulla after he retired. It's wonderful magic. Sulla was a dictator who stepped away after his proscription list, in which he named all the senators who were his enemies and had all their lands confiscated. He retired to the seaside and spent his later years enjoying the arts, going to the theater and dancing. He loved to dance. The human side of a man, a homicide. In any event, we're going to enjoy them. They're artifacts of the first century BCE. Germanicus is Makovleos. I am John Bachelor Gaius. We're in Londinium, where we're very safe. We're safe on the streets. The centurions walk us all the way to Augustus's temple. We sacrifice to Augustus, and then we join the crowd going into the theater. Thank you for listening live from Londinium. Good night.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD Brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.